USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the vaccine is critical to maintaining the health of the force and its ability to respond to a national security crisis. All those discharged were younger, lower-ranking personnel. It should be noted, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt and the State Attorney General have filed a lawsuit challenging the military's mandate for the state's National Guard. The tornadoes over the weekend killed four Tennesseans. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the rebuilding has begun.
We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
A judge in coastal Georgia has set a sentencing date early next year for three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are set to be sentenced January 7th. USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.